Hi, listeners. I'm Mary Rectoris, part of Relativity's community and customer advocacy team. This is Stellar Woman in eDiscovery, a campaign we launched that encourages those in the eDiscovery community to highlight standout professionals in the legal field. These are women who push boundaries, champion innovations, and pay it forward. Ultimately, they are women who inspire. Today, we're joined by one of our nominees, Tara Ickes. Tara, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Mary.
Excited to have you here. So, Tara, can you tell us about what drew you to Esquify and a little bit about your current role?
Yeah, certainly. I've known one of the co-founders, Drew Stern, for several years after we actually first worked together at another startup technology company here in Chicago called Sprout Social. And we continued a professional relationship and friendship beyond that. So he and Scott Stewart started Esquify as co-founders. And we remain connected. I started learning more and more about that business as well as the eDiscovery landscape. Now, as I learned more about Esquify, I was really drawn to their focus on the workforce management layer. What's really interesting about where eDiscovery is at now is there's been a heavy investment and attention paid to the actual document portion of the review process, both from an eDiscovery perspective and also the adjacent technologies that may complement that is eDiscovery platform, let's say, but very little on the human review portion of that process, which is oftentimes the most costly. So what helped draw me to Esquify was that they actually focus on that workforce portion and the human review to optimize the communication, productivity, and overall quality of that actual process. And finally, as they began to scale, there was an opportunity to join the team. As I'm sure you probably know, at startups, it's a kind of a melting pot of responsibilities that you hope a lot of new team members can take on. Mm-hmm. And product management, operations, client services, sales enablement, training. My past experience just lended nicely to kind of what they were looking for. And then our relationship, their vision for the platform made the decision easy.
Great. I'm sure you wear many hats kind of working at a startup.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. And we had one of Tara's colleagues at Esquify nominate her for our campaign, and I would like to read that nomination for a minute. Tara works tirelessly to bring technology innovation to the Relativity ecosystem. As Esquify's Director of Technology and Operations, Tara works with shared Esquify Relativity customers to bring new technology innovation to review and has been integral to bringing our integrations, DocuTech, and the Review Command Center to market. She manages our customers to success through an in-depth knowledge of technology, relativity, eDiscovery, and customer success. Her understanding of next-gen technology, artificial intelligence, and analytics is inspiring. She's a trailblazing pioneer and is a standout leading woman in legal technology. So I just want to give a little bit of background for our listeners. Esquify is a legal technology startup that was established in 2014. And Tara, I think you touched on this briefly, but can you tell us what has been the biggest challenge and the biggest reward about working at a startup?
Yes, certainly. And these, I would say, really go hand in hand. You have this great benefit without the existing structure and oftentimes, right, processes and approval that is in place at larger organizations that have already, you know, kind of figured out and set forth a plan and structure for many parts of their orgs. With startups, you're making all those rules, which is really, really rewarding. But it's hard to do that. It's certainly an exceptional mental exercise to balance strategic prioritization of what you want to do with limited resources and make accelerated decision-making to choose the right things that you want to focus on. So the control and the ownership over those challenges are really fulfilling and rewarding. But of course, you take on certainly a lot of risk, and there's no shortage of new, fun, challenging problems to solve, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, you worked at Sprout Social. I know you worked at Power Reviews. So what excites you about the tech industry?
For the tech industry, particularly startups, they're mm-hmm. you know, usually born out of this idea or desire to make something that may already exist in some form or certain way better. You see this obviously in the most obvious as consumers, rideshare services or companies that disrupt supply chains and go straight to market, some of the mattress companies that I'm sure we've all heard of. And then you think about social media with Sprout Social and even user-generated content, which was my previous tech company, Power Reviews. the examples go on. And I think with tech, there's always the opportunity to do that. Particularly with e-discovery, what's exciting about that portion, or I guess untapped area when we think about tech, is it's really its own galaxy of big data that's seen a remarkable growth and transformation in the past 15-ish years. But still, there are largely untapped, again, opportunities that exist for optimization. And for Eskify, that's, you know, we think of that as specifically productivity insights.
Great. And working at Sprout Social and working at startups that are outside of eDiscovery, how do you think that better positioned you for working at a startup in the legal space?
Yeah, regardless of the industry or vertical, there's what I mentioned before with the, you know, the need to make accelerated decision making and ever kind of changing prioritization and problem solving efforts, and the context switching that comes with that, and kind of developing those muscles. And then what, again, goes cross-industry is just navigating uncharted territory. You're doing something that maybe no one's done before. Mm-hmm. So your importance of truly understanding the market and your potential customer use cases and developing a product that solves that in the near term and the longer term is extremely important and what makes a startup successful ultimately.
Specifically in eDiscovery, what do you do to kind of keep on top of the market trends to stay in the know?
Yeah, I think what we talk about a lot at Eskify is, one, our relationship, of course, with Relativity as a large partner, and staying up to date both from a development perspective on what Relativity is bringing to the market, but also it's important for us to understand who else is in their, you know, kind of development partner landscape and how we fit into that bigger picture to solve unique problems and needs and ultimately, right, please win over and keep customers long term.
Definitely. And I know your colleague said that you're helping to drive a lot of the AI research and development at Eskify. So how do you see analytics and AI impacting the e-discovery field, and where do you see the greatest opportunities?
You know, I think there is a misconception as to near-term capabilities within the e-discovery space, and I think that misconception generally applies to AI in other industries, and that's that it's, right, a magic formula, and pretty soon we won't need humans to do anything. While that isn't necessarily, you know, unrealistic very, very long-term, AI, specifically what we've seen so far in e-discovery and the way it's applied otherwise with machine learning, still has a long way to go if we think about the diversity of intelligence. So with machine learning, we see the greatest successes so far in performing specific tasks that are able to be learned and mastered from consistent examples and patterns. And those improve, or that ability to understand and take action improves as that data set becomes larger. But if we think about, let's say, document review as an example, you don't necessarily have true patterns across a set of documents, right, that may be involved in a piece of or a litigation case. So it's not necessarily applicable with a strong or high certainty of accuracy yet. But again, there are certainly great opportunities for that in the future and more in the near term as augmentation of tools that already exist, like predictive coding or TAR and other kind of adjacent third-party tools that can help humans make decisions better and faster.
Great. And I know you said AI has a long way to go. What are some factors that kind of slow adoption, or what's driving some hesitation towards utilizing AI tools?
With any new technology, and I think this is particularly relevant with the legal space, and you know, if we talked about this specifically in eDiscovery, it's really important for the adopter, so the end customer, let's say a firm, to understand how the implementation of a tool they've never used, right? It's completely new to market. They don't necessarily know what to anticipate in terms of results. It's so important for them to understand actually what the value is that they can expect out of that, but also to be able to learn that, educate their team, and sell that internally, and then understand how to implement it and get buy-in from all of the folks, right, involved that need to help with that. And then to kind of cap that off, full adoption, from the organization to actually execute and see that value. So I think it's a combination of those things. From Escofi's perspective, we certainly see that with customers. And part of our approach when we look to onboard someone is to push that whole concept of people, process, technology, so that they do see the value, right, that we present to the market as being delivered through the platform.
Definitely. And this is a nice transition. So your colleague said that you work hand in hand with shared Escofi Relativity customers to bring new technology innovation to review. So what do you find is the number one quality that customers look for in new technology?
Especially with new technology, customers want a clear, understandable, differentiating value. And that's both from a technical perspective, right? Like, what does the tech do? But even beyond that, and it speaks exactly to the idea of, right, implementation and adoption, how will you help them and support them in fully implementing the program and seeing it through to success? Because that's the piece that's really hard for a company to take on or understand exactly, right, what the best practices for doing that are. So it's that value through both of those angles. And a measurable change and improvement about how they are able to execute and optimize the processes and activities that they need to do to ultimately generate revenue or, in some cases, reduce costs.
Definitely. Thanks for the insight there, Tara. And as someone who works to bring innovation into this space, what advice would you give to those looking to innovate in the e-discovery field?
I would say developing a strong knowledge of Relativity and the other e-discovery platforms out there is a must, as well as that partner ecosystem that we talked about earlier. And an in-depth understanding of that market and how to uniquely solve or improve a problem that is worth their investment of time and resources to actually implement. Mm-hmm. That, I would say, is a big thing to consider when you decide to invest or innovate in that field. And if we think about it this way, most firms, if you can imagine e-discovery and technology generally being slower to adopt change, even though most firms say, hey, we want innovation and we want change, there are all of those internal, whether it be red tape or change management that has to happen. And you take that a step further, and it's not just a new technology. It's a new technology that they've never used. So again, focusing on arming them with the ability from a people, process, technology perspective to create the messaging, help them implement, and then focus on adoption to truly see that value.
Great. Thanks, Tara. And to wrap us up here, what has been the greatest piece of advice you've ever received?
This advice was given to me more in the context of product management, but I really think it generally applies to life as well. And that's this idea of being okay with a lot of small fires burning around you that may distract you from an overarching goal and the larger, more strategic tasks that you should complete to get there. So letting those small fires burn, investing your time on the really impactful stuff, and focus and prioritize on what's the highest value in any given moment to execute with more of a long-term perspective. And then just like being scrappy to actually do that and get it done. But I would say that for me was the best piece of advice.
I love that, being scrappy. Well, Tara, thanks so much for sharing all your insight with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. For Stella Roman and eDiscovery, this is Mary Rectora signing off.